My name is Emily Saville, and I was born in 1923.
And how did you first get connected with Kingsley Hall?
Well, I lived just across the road here, and this was all fields, and we saw a caravan in the field with a tent. So being a little six-year-old, I ran across to the fields, and there was a lady, and they sang my Sunday school songs. So I went home, Mum says, "Well, where have you been?" And I said, "Well, over the fields." But she said, "There's gypsies there." So I said, "No, they're not, Mum." I said, "Because they sing Sunday school songs, and they've asked me to go on Sunday." So she says, "Well, I'll go and see what it's all about." And that was the beginning of Sunday school in Kingsley Hall. Now, I went right through Sunday school all the way. At 14, I became a Sunday school teacher. And I've belonged to clubs, youth clubs. Met my husband in the youth club. And...
So did you met Muriel and Doris, presumably?
And Muriel and Doris, yes. And Muriel used to come here, and to me, well, she was like an angel, because I could honestly say, when she was preaching, I could see halos. And as I say, they came here and started Sunday schools. And I don't know where you want to go from here. I mean, do you want my life, or do you want the bit when I met Gandhi?
Yeah, tell us about, well, did you carry on being connected with Kingsley?
Always, always.
So when did you meet Gandhi?
Well, Gandhi came in 31. I was only 8 years old. My mum was part of the Women's Fellowship here, so they were told that he was coming, and he came on a Monday, and he didn't speak at all. So there's pictures of him in the nursery school with the children, and he didn't talk to us at all.
What did you think?
Well, as I say, to me, he was just a little, tiny little man in a white cloth.
You must have thought that was a bit strange.
A bit odd, yes.
Did you know who he was?
Well, I knew that he was someone very important.
But your husband met him too.
And my husband was living in Bow at the time. Now, he used to go for walks with him. Every morning, and Gandhi used to get up about 5 in the morning and go for walks before other people were around. And Bill went with him, and actually Gandhi went into their home because he wanted to see what ordinary East End people lived like, and his mum was doing the ironing, and naturally, you know, you hurry up to put everything away, and he said, "Don't worry, I understand, because I do my own ironing." So he made a terrific impression on that family.
So you met your husband at Kingsley Hall here?
Here, in Dagenham.
And both met Gandhi?
Yes, we both met Gandhi, yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? And then when I was only 15 in the youth club, and Bill asked me to dance, and I said, "I can't dance." So he said, "Come on, I'll show you." Well, he did. I mean, now we have gold medals. So he couldn't have done a bad job.
Have you ever been to Kingsley Hall, Bow?
Yes, several times. Yeah. I had been there while it was still like the old Kingsley Hall. I did go once when it was in a bad state, and I was so upset because they ruined it. It was when they had...
Artie Lang.
Yeah. Yeah, I went there then. And I've been there since, and I was pleased when I went back.
That's good.
Yeah, I was very pleased when I went back.
Why do you think it's important that Kingsley Hall, Bow and Kingsley Hall, Dagenham survive?
Well, this is a unique place. I mean, anybody who belongs here in the middle of this great big housing estate, well, it's been my life. And especially when my husband died, I knew I could come here. I've got friends. And at first, I used to come nearly every day. But now, after 7 years, my son comes one day for dinner, my sister comes another day for dinner. I'm never lonely.
What do you do here now?
I run a tea dance, and I do that because my husband started it in 1983 when he retired, and we wanted to give back something to Kingsley Hall. Because we had a wonderful childhood here. We used to go camping, we used to go on hikes, and we've grown up here. This has been our life. And
why do you think it's important for other people to know about the history of Kingsley Hall and about Muriel and
Lester? Because, she was unique, wasn't she? There's never been another Muriel Lester. She did a lot of good work.
What do you think she did for people?
Well, I mean, I know the mere fact that she started this Kingsley Hall. Well, I mean, I know how she started in Bow with the girls. And with youth clubs and things here. I mean, I wouldn't have had the same life without Kingsley Hall.
Do you think the same thing's true for young people today?
I think they need something like this. And it's so silly not to sort of want it, because here, in this Kingsley Hall, whatever we wanted, like when I had my son, Mr. Russell said, you don't want to go to a mother's meeting like with your... Because there was my mum and my mother-in-law here. Start your own. So we started Young Mums, you see? Now, that's 60 years ago. We started Young Mums. And now when you see these little kids here now, that idea was started then. So it was... just an idea, and we used to meet on a Wednesday, and we were lucky because there was two grands who used to take the children to the old hall while we had a little meeting. It was great.
So Kingsley Hall has actually been a very central part of this community?
Yes. Yes. Mm. And
why do you think that is?
Well, to start with, it's a church. And I just wish that more people could, come and understand it. You didn't come into the tea dance, but you see, now I've got, there was 34 people there today, but they don't come to the church. I've managed to get one friend to come. And you only start with one, don't you? So, other than that... There is so much here. There is something on every day of the week. We had an open day Sunday, and I went on the tour around Dagenham. It sounds funny, but there were parts that I'd never seen. I mean, I'd never seen the old Dagenham that started as a little village. So, anyway.
So, do you think that it would be a good idea if more people could see Muriel's papers and all those things and know about what's gone on before?
Four.
Why is that, do you think?
Well, I think it's marvellous for women to know that there are such women around and can do things.
And so long ago.
So long ago, yes. But it must be nearly 100 years, mustn't it, since Bow started?
It's nearly 100 years, yes.
I don't know the exact year.
It was around, well, they first came to Bow in 1908 and started...
So that's 100 years next year.
Living there in 1912.
Oh,
the first Kingsley Hall started in
1914. Oh, so we'll have to celebrate them, won't we? Yeah, because I think we've been here 75 years. Well, 1929, that first caravan was here. And I was there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
And as I say, I mean, I don't